11. And it came to pass that, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from hereafter you shall catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, as he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and worshipped him, and besought him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be you clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And Jesus straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said to him, "See, you tell no man, but go your way, and show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony to them." But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, and so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And great multitudes came together from every quarter to hear him, and to be healed by him of their infirmities.